Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our special guest is fellow Rotarian Janine Lindhorst, who is the coordinator for Cooking Matters in the Hudson Valley. Janine is also a longtime friend of both of ours. Right, Jonah, are you paying attention?
Only paying attention, but I'm delighted to say welcome once again to Radio Rotary. Janine Lindhorst, good morning.
And we're going to be exploring Cooking Matters, a hands-on cooking program for people on a limited budget. That's your tagline or your mission statement, more or less, is it
Pretty
not?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
So, tell us more about Cooking Matters. What is it all about? How did it start? And how did you get involved?
Well, actually, Cooking Matters is a platform of the program Share Our Strength. In the late 80s, two people, brother and sister team, Billy Shore and Debbie Shore, in response to the Ethiopian famine crisis, they went to Ethiopia. They came, and what they learned was that they don't have to go to Ethiopia to find this particular problem. It's right here in the United States, and at an alarming rate, actually.
The problem of people not having enough to eat.
So correct. Ethiopia kind of inspired them or made them more aware.
Yes.
And they brought that awareness or they had an epiphany and they brought it really back home.
Right.
To our community.
That began in the late 80s and in 93 they formed Cooking Matters. And Cooking Matters is a hands-on cooking-based nutritional education program for low-income families. And what we do is there's a series of classes. The classes run 2 hours. Each 2 hours a week for 6 weeks. And
in and around our communities?
All around the community. My service area actually is from Nyack to Albany.
Oh, my.
So it's a rather large area. And where we have them is by demand. It depends on where people are. If I can get a group of 15 people together who could use this service.
Well, who contacts you first? I mean, how does it work? How's it initiated?
First, well, I'm reaching out to some people now.
Oh, you do the outreach.
I'm doing the outreach. There are some people who know a little bit about it. It's just not widely known.
Well, give us some contact information.
Sure.
If we piqued people's interest here.
Certainly. I can be contacted at nokidhungry@gmail.com.
That's a great email address.
That
say
is.
That again.
nokidhungry@gmail.com.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that in the second half of the show. All right.
And certainly I can be reached by calling the Queen's Galley. The Queen's Galley actually sponsors this particular program. There are three Cooking Matters programs in New York State. One at City Harvest in New York City.
In New York City, which is probably the most famous. I think people in the metropolitan area have heard of City Harvest.
Yeah, in New York that one
is. Yeah, in New York.
Then there's the Queen's Galley, which is up a little north, certainly. And last one is in Utica, and they are the only three in New York State.
Is this where the
funding comes from when you say sponsors?
Yes, okay. This is where the funding comes from. And the program itself is nationally sponsored by ConAgra Food, in conjunction with Walmart, and the Food Network has Share Our Strength exclusively as their charity.
So this is not in the school systems. This is a totally separate entity?
No, but it partners well with Michelle Obama's Chef's Move to School, which is also that's something that they're working at the Queen's Galley. So it's very complimentary.
There's some crossover.
Yes, there is.
So you're doing you do outreach, and you are able to gather people together or find people who would benefit from this event, this service, and then you go into the community, and how do you find a location?
Yes, yeah, so let's get into the meat and potatoes of this. I've been waiting for 10 minutes to say that.
Okay.
Before we get into this, The title Cooking Matters, is it the idea that we're trying to get people who are of low income away from the fast food restaurants and have nutritious meals at home? Is that the basic idea here?
That's part of it.
All right.
The whole picture is chefs know that they can prepare meals for pennies, healthy, tasty meals for pennies.
Right.
It's an educational aspect of how much fat is in a McDonald's or any fast food restaurant
right.
meal. One of the activities we do is called Blubber Burger, where we actually figure out how much fat. I use big tub of Crisco, and they mm-hmm. measure out by teaspoon how much fat is in the meal that they would have normally ordered, and they put it on either rice cakes or a bun, and they look. It's alarming.
It's a startling revelation.
It really is. That and the amount of sugar in soda.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So now getting back to Sarah's question, which I rudely interrupted.
Well, now I've forgotten it. Could you repeat it back to me, please, Jonah?
The question is, from start to finish, people come to you and they contact you at nohungrykid@gmail.com, right?
nokidhungry@gmail.com.
And say, you know what? I've listened to Radio Rotary. I want to get my kids on a more healthy diet.
But I have limited resources.
Right. I have limited economic resources. What can you do for me? Take us from start to finish.
Okay.
From soup to nuts.
Yeah, because you know what? Here's the thing. You're talking about the Blubber Burger, because that dollar menu, for example, with one fast food chain that I will not mention, is very seductive for people.
Yeah.
It's fast, it's quick, it's cheap, and the kids are fed. So you want to get people away from that. This is just one of your initiatives, and you can show them how to quickly and efficiently and inexpensively create a meal.
Right. And a lot of what happens is convenience. But moreover, one in four kids in America don't know where their next meal is coming from.
And that's a terrible statistic.
Horrible.
That is horrible. It's just unacceptable in the United States. And that hunger costs American taxpayers $90 billion a year.
And how are you making that leap? Walk us through that.
Well, children that are hungry have a more difficult time concentrating in school. They have a much higher rate of absenteeism. Parents, the same thing with absenteeism from work, plus their absenteeism because their kids are absent from school. Someone has to stay and watch them.
And there's probably medical situations that end up in emergency room visits at great expense.
Emergency room, certainly medical. Then, you know, you can make the jump easily to unemployment. It's just, it's ridiculous, and it's kind of hard to grasp $90 billion. You know, so how much is a billion? And if you think of it in seconds, 1 billion seconds is a little more than 31 and a half years. So that's a lot.
$90 billion. That's amazing.
A year.
A year. Wow. So how does Cooking Matters help fight this problem? Tell us
education.
Just tell us from the beginning. When somebody comes to your course, they email you at?
nokidhungry@gmail.com.
And say, I want to learn to cook better. I want to put more nutritious and financially viable meals on my kitchen table for my kids. I want them to have the best. Tell us what happens from there.
Well, the first thing I would ask them is where they're located. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I will be having something coming up in their area. If not, if it's a group of people, then I can put together a class, and that can be really done anywhere. I've done them at farmers markets, where I bring even like hot plates or toaster ovens or whatever I need to.
So you set up a little mini kitchen.
I sure do. Get a little health department permit, mm-hmm. and off I go. So, for example, we're running a class at a local supermarket, and it's a supermarket in Kingston who has a registered dietitian on staff. She's trained for Cooking Matters, so she does the dietary component of the class. Then I really just need to bring in a chef. And there is homeschooled children. I guess there's a whole contingency there. There's the whole network. And that's one of the classes coming up. So that'll be held at one of our local grocery stores. And that particular class is a teen class because there's several different curriculums.
Okay, that's interesting.
So you teach kids how to cook for themselves as well?
Yes.
Maybe latchkey kids?
Yes. Have one coming up at the Boys and Girls Club.
Terrific. You know, I know in scout groups they have the cooking merit badge, and we have a great story of a young man in our Boy Scout troop who
taught you how to cook.
Well, he learned to cook through the cooking merit badge.
You still don't know how to cook. Tell the truth, Jonah Treeboiser.
I know, I don't. My wife does all the cooking. Unless, of course, when Betty brings us lunch. But anyway, seriously, this kid learned to cook in the Cooking Merit Badge and went on to the CIA, not the spy organization, but the Culinary Institute, as now a chef in a restaurant down in Texas. So, you know, Janine Lindhurst, our fellow Rotarian, by teaching a teen how to cook, may not only give them self-sufficiency in their lives, but maybe a new career.
And it's not just latchkey kids. There are many, many children that have to get themselves off to school. You know, with parents working graveyard shifts, things like that. There are plenty of them. Certainly in my community, kids are getting themselves up and out, or the eldest child is, that type of thing. And what's interesting to me is the emphasis on that it's hands-on cooking program. That's in everything you talk about in all your literature. I love that, hands-on.
And Janine, we're going to find out more from you about Cooking Matters in just a moment. But let me remind our listeners we're in tune with Hudson Valley Talk Radio and Radio Rotary. And we're going around the world by podcast on iTunes and www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboise, and my co-host is the appetizing Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guest is fellow Rotarian and outstanding humanitarian Janine Lindhurst. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Hayro, Chester, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Park, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Literacy Connections will be holding its annual Community Spelling Bee at Marist College on March 15, 2011 from 9 a.m. to noon.
The Bee is supported by local businesses and organizations, which breaks the cycle of illiteracy and poverty in our communities.
Admission to the Bee at Marist on March 15th at 9 a.m. is free, and the competition is loads of fun. For more information, contact Literacy Connections at www.literacyconnections.org. That's literacyconnections.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboiser, and we are talking to our fellow Rotarian, Janine Lindhurst, who's a member of the Kingston Sunrise Club. Got to give them a plug there, Janine. And she is the coordinator for Cooking Matters in the Hudson Valley. And Cooking Matters is a hands-on cooking program for people who are on a limited budget.
And when we left, Janine was going to tell us that when they send her an email at
nokidhungry@gmail.com,
she was going to tell us what happens then.
Okay, so I get an email from someone. If this is someone who's looking to participate in a program, I would see if there's a program coming up in their area, or I would look for a coordinator in their area to gather other people. So we like to run classes roughly about 15 to 20 people. And the program, it's a cooking-based nutritional education program. So it's not just cooking. It's understanding the pyramid, understanding why now there's an exercise component on the food pyramid. And choices to make. We don't really talk about good food and bad food because it's really a matter of choice. It's
so don't eat the donut, choose the banana.
But maybe one day you really want the donut. But choose wisely. Just maybe choose a little healthier version or maybe not choose it every day. So certainly that's a component of the class. So say I get a volunteer coordinator, which mm-hmm. I'm very much in need of, and they put together a class. We meet at a location. Sometimes it could be a library. I have one in Ellenville that's at a teen runaway shelter going on right now, Boys and Girls Club, supermarket. It can be almost anywhere.
Anywhere where people can be gathered that would like to learn more about this topic.
Correct. And what the people do is commit to coming to class once a week for 2 hours for six consecutive weeks.
Is there expense involved in this?
Yes. It costs about $600 per series to run one of these courses.
Well, who pays for that?
Right now it's Queens Galley and private donations.
Okay, so if somebody wants to attend, there's no cost to the attendee.
Correct. There's no cost. They receive the food. I bring the food. Yes, they get food, and they get food to bring back.
And literature?
Yes, there's curriculum.
There's curriculum, okay.
The different curriculums are, there's a curriculum specifically for adults. There's an addendum to that, which it deals with diabetes. There's young parents. There's
well, what about prenatal, like for pregnancy,
yes.
That type of?
Cooking Matters for Young Parents.
Oh.
Which I just finished a class in Rockland County at a home where there were seven pregnant women. Actually, there weren't seven by the time we got finished in that 6 week.
A
few of them had little
babies.
So a baby
came.
Yes, it was really nice. There's Cooking Matters for teens. There's Cooking Matters for kids. And there's Cooking Matters for families. Each of them is somewhat the same, uh-huh. A little bit different. Cooking Matters for Family will focus on the importance of sitting down for a meal together as a family. The teen focuses on label reading, know what you're eating. When a child measures out 17 teaspoons of sugar in one 20-ounce bottle, which, if you look at the label, says 2.5 servings, I'm not really sure I know anybody.
What is that, on a soda or something?
On a regular 20-ounce bottle of soda. Standard, uh-huh. But not the giant one, just a uh-huh. Standard bottle of soda is about 20 ounces, 2.5 servings. I don't know anyone who considers that 2.5 servings. It's usually a bottle, they drink it, and that's that. And when you look at 17 teaspoons of sugar, that's a lot of sugar.
Yes, it is. And you can get addicted to sugar, I understand. It's addictive. It can be addictive. Yeah, it is.
You know, you talk about sitting down as a family for a family meal, and that has become a lost art, which is amazing to me because when I grew up, we always sat as a family. You know, we didn't have dinner.
Even though I'm not as old as you, so did we.
No one is as old as I am.
And we couldn't answer the phone, and the TV was turned off.
That's right. I'm talking about in the cave with the fire pit. That's when we sat around, you know. King Kong came, Pop came home. We didn't have dinner until the old man came home from work.
On the spit, right?
Right. And, well, no, but seriously, we sat there yeah. And, you know, like, what'd you do in school today?
Exactly, yeah.
That kind of thing. And, you know, that carried forward into my generation, and we always insisted our kids have dinner with us, and it boggles my mind that, you know, everybody's here, there, and everywhere, and it's the fast food nation, as we know.
Well, it's go for food. That's what I call it, go for food,
yeah.
Instead of making food at home.
I think it's great that Rotarian Jalene Lindhurst has got this great program, Cooking Matters, and looking at labels is important also, you know. I'm now at the advanced age where my doctor says, you know, you're going to cut down a little bit on the salt, cut down on this, cut down on that.
Processed foods, yeah.
Right. So I basically eat a lettuce leaf and a piece of paper. That's all I eat all day. But, you know, until he told me to do that, I didn't realize until I looked at these labels how much salt there is and stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Milligrams. And I'm looking for the low-salt alternatives, as I'm mm-hmm. sure many of our listeners are. So, Jalene, you're doing a great public service here by getting people educated and opening their eyes to what processed food's all about.
Well, I think that it is a little bit of a symptom, Jonah. You touched on it. People have busy lives. Everybody's scattered, running here, running there. I mean, when you're running a busy household, whether it's the kids have a bazillion activities, you know, it requires both parents now, if there are even two parents in the household working full-time, then you get to Jeanine's specific outreach to people on a little more limited or a tighter budget, where oftentimes it's a single parent.
And, of course, no one's busier than our guest, Jalene Lindhurst, who's a very active Rotarian.
I'm co-president of the Kingston Sunrise Rotary with Paul Banker. It's something new we're trying this year, and it seems to be working out really well.
Mm-hmm.
And can I talk a little bit about Kingston Sunrise Rotary?
We would love to talk about Kingston Sunrise Rotary. Where does it meet and when?
Kingston Sunrise Rotary meets at Dicing's Bakery in Kingston at 7:30 every Thursday morning.
And there are healthy choices there, I just want to say.
It's an excellent restaurant.
It is.
Yes, and we have a few events coming up.
Oh, let's hear.
We have one, which is, it's actually the Queen's Galley is doing this one event, and it's called the Hunger Banquet. And I know it does sound like an oxymoron.
Well, what is a hunger banquet, Janine? It sounds, as you said, like an oxymoron. Do you show up and not eat, or do you eat what poor people get to eat, or what?
Well, you eat in proportion to world hunger.
Okay.
Therefore, the smallest percentage of people...
Mm-hmm.
We'll eat a silver-plated service dinner. It's a 17-course tasting
menu.
Oh, as if they're
like really rich people.
Correct.
So it's a tiered event.
It's absolutely a tiered event, and there's three tiers. There's tier one, which is an amazing, amazing dinner. Tier two, which will be, I imagine, something along the lines of chicken nuggets or macaroni and cheese. Something similar to a school lunch.
And the meal, the cost of that is in line.
No,
for
not
the
exactly. No.
Okay, so we don't understand
how it goes.
Okay.
Okay, so the third tier would be water and rice cake, or water and just processed rice. Most of the people that come to this banquet will be eating that.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is the same. You go in, you don't know what tier you're going into.
Oh, I see. So you buy a ticket.
You pick a number.
And you pick a number. So you pay one price. Everybody pays for the same ticket. And then you go in and you pull a chance out of a hat.
Everyone pays the same price. And you go in and you get, and when you go in and register, you get an envelope. And that envelope will contain a number. The number will be 1, 2, or 3. And you'll sit in the appropriate tier. Because you drew a number or received a number, that doesn't mean you're going to stay there. It's just like real life. You know, you could be in Biafra and have been adopted by Brad and Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
So you went from 3 to 1 instantly. And that is where you'll have your dinner at 1. So where the number that you get when you first go in might not be the number you end up with, just as it is in life.
Well, this sounds fascinating.
So getting back
and a lot of fun,
to the Kingston Sunrise Rotary, of which you're the president, you meet 7:30 in the morning at the Dicing's Restaurant in Uptown Kingston, not far from our WGHQ studios here at Hudson Valley.
That's true. And can I just say something? I went to Dicing's Bakery in the Kingston Sunrise at the crack of dawn when Janine was installed in Rotary.
And I've been there twice since. So you owe us one.
I think you live closer, Jonah.
But anyway, tell us about Bollywood on the Hudson, another great event coming up.
Well, Bollywood on the Hudson is a fundraiser that Kingston Sunrise Rotary is doing. And the funds that we generate on that will be going to the Bill and Melinda Gates matching grant to eradicate polio globally. What that is dinner and a movie. We're gonna do an traditional Indian dinner, which will be catered, and a fun English-speaking Indian movie. So it's not a subtitle movie.
Yeah.
It is English-speaking.
If you've never seen a Bollywood picture, it's my hope in life to one day be an actor on a Bollywood picture. It's sort of a murder mystery, a family soap opera drama, and a big Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers musical, all wrapped into one. It's amazing. And they crank out movies by the week in India, like we used to here in the United States in the 40s.
Well, if people saw, which was a mainstream movie, Slumdog Millionaire, is
mm-hmm.
that? Yes. And you
Slumdog Millionaire.
You got a taste of what a Bollywood movie
would, time.
Is.
Oscar winner, yes.
It was
right.
An Oscar winner. Thank you, Jay.
So anyway, in the minute or two we have left, Janine, let's get back to Cooking Matters. What would you, if you had a magic wand and you could just wave a magic wand, what would be your wish? As far as Cooking Matters, how many people would you like to teach? If you need volunteers, how do they reach you?
Volunteers can reach me at nokidhungry@gmail.com. And really specifically, what I'm looking for is people in the culinary community. I'm looking for volunteer chef instructors, nutrition instructors, class assistants, class coordinators, and any organization or business who would like to underwrite one of the classes, you know, or more, or all of them. That would be wonderful.
So give us that email.
Certainly, financial support is very helpful. And the email is nokidhungry@gmail.com.
Janine Linhorst, thanks you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary, and thanks for all you do to make lives of people better. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week, Sarah?
Well, Jonah, this week Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treibwasser. Thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.